the Achilles. He knelt beside the first man and hacked at the tendon with one of the shivs they had dropped. A long nail, sharpened on the concrete floor, embedded in a wooden handle. He held the leg and stabbed and scraped with the point of the nail, and the man groaned and tried to roll over. The handle of the shiv was slick in Rice's hand. Blood trickled down from an ugly ripped stab wound in his forearm. A metallic click behind his ear, the cellmate standing there with an open folding knife. He turned it and offered the black plastic handle. "All four," he said. Rice wondered idly at the status of a man who could carry a knife like this inside. The blade was strange-looking, like the curved, hooked beak of a cartoon bird. It had a serrated edge, and the tendons parted at its touch, the calf muscles reacting in spasm, leaping away to bunch and squirm. The second man didn't react to the cuts, and he didn't bleed as much as the first. "This one might be dead." "He's not dead." A guard came and the cellmate spoke to him at the door, and he dragged the two men away, one at a time. Rice wiped the knife on his pants leg and handed it back. His cellmate took it without a word, turned and sat